The tragedy that took place in Connecticut looms large in our minds as we attempt to focus upon the things that God would say to us during difficult times is this. The only formidable thing that we can bring to the confront of our situation, of our human mentality, is what is wrong with man. I think that that's where we start, with what is wrong with us as a species. Now, we've tried ethics, and ethics teaches what moral stability is all about, but that has only become a class that we take in college. I know because I teach it. And then we may look at logic and try to figure out what is a logical way to handle things, but as many human beings as you have opinions as to what logic is. When you look at the third class, philosophy of religion, religion talks about ethics and morality and puts it in a relativistic mode, and so we find ourselves trying to wade through that proverbial water, only to find ourselves sinking again into the mire of human depravity, for that is a problem. We as humans are depraved. For the parents of the lost children and the adults in the school that were sworn to keep the children safe, we grieve with you about their loss. But at the same time, we're left with a perplexing question: why? And of course, that question is only answered in one statement: we are humanly depraved. We need an authority figure in our lives. We need God to threaten us with the burning fires of hell to keep us from doing such horrific things. But we've removed that from our society. We don't like to hear those words. We take care of our children. We give them video games. We let them tweet and twigger all day. We let them kill up a whole enemy of enemies on the computer, on the 300 programs that we have. And then when it becomes a reality in a depraved mind, we ask with the psychologists and all of those people, what the hell happened? You want to get real with me yet? You've removed God. And when you remove God, you have nothing but human depravity. I know it's a difficult thing to think about, isn't it? Because we're better than that, aren't we? Without God, you have nothing but this. You watch for months. They're going to be asking questions. Why? What did he need? What could we have done? What was his family about? What was this? What was that? Who's the first person that the kook took out? His mama. What was mama trying to do? Too late? Tell him to put the Twitter down? To have a discussion at the dinner table? To communicate? What was it? What did she try to do? Did she try to intervene? And think, no, he was 20 years old. He was beyond intervention. He was gone. It only takes a number of years to lose your child. Just a few. I have young people around me all the time. I love them so much. I came down on a group of them hard today about this. And I told them, stop crying about spilt milk. This is what your parents created. They created this world. So since the world has been created, we have to live in it. It happens in foreign countries every day of the week. No one bats an eye, blinks, does anything. Look at the Mexican cartels in Mexico, killing them by the hundreds and thousands every year. Look at Iraq. Look at Afghanistan. We drop smart bombs on those people to blow them up. And then when the bomb of reality hits us right square in the middle of our face, grammar school children, how could this have possibly taken place? And they won't even show you on television in America the true scenes of carnage, because you can only think about it in your mind. But they'll show you pictures of policemen crying, grown men, acting poorly behind the reality of human depravity. You've silenced most of your preachers from telling the truth. This one will never be silenced, because one catastrophe after the next has a calling card on it. You have defamed God. You have placed him on the back burner. Do excuse me. I am human. Don't let this incident slow you up. Until we correct this authority thing, place God back in his... Oh, I know this is very offensive to some of you that are not religious. I'm not either. I'm looking for my cough drops. Ah, here they are. I know that this is very offensive to some of you because you don't want... You know, the president's talking, the governor's talking, the police are talking, and everybody trying to give you... You turn on CNN, Wolf Blitzer, and all of them are blitzing, right? They don't have any answers. Totally devoid of answers of anything. All these psychologists and psychiatrists, all of them talking to you. But you won't listen to the man of God, will you? No, you don't want to listen to him. So you suffer in your delusion. I have the greatest amount of sympathy for the parents. I was speaking with Terrence. If I get called to my grandson and granddaughter's school, I would fall out. I would faint. I know the pain. Don't talk to me about pain. I know the pain. But I also know what human depravity is. And without God, there's a hopelessness. Some of those parents will not be able to deal with Christmas this year. They will not be able to deal with the birthdays of their lost little babies. Come on, man. Come on, the babies. The best of us, the babies, the future. You know, we Americans, we love the future of our babies . But don't ask why. Please don't ask why. Look at the society that we've created. And it is just that generation that God has sent me to reach. That generation. The ones that see life as oblivion. There's nothing to it anymore. How could he do something like that? Oh, the men are talking. If there's an accomplice and he was caught, then what we'll do to him, yeah, you're totally depraved yourselves because you lost what you've loved and you've got to give the payback. This isn't God's way. That's man's way. It's the only way that he can justify his humanity through being inhumane. Don't let me anger you. I'm just the voice of your conscience talking to you. This is the beginning of many sorrows that's coming on this country. And when you see it happen in more places than not, that's because you removed God as the authority. Your humanity and your humanness is what guides this country of ours. You can talk about, well, we haven't really totally got rid of the idea. We just don't want him circumventing our madness. He won't, because the God that I worship will not intervene. He will leave you as a hog to the slop that you've created. So the next time you ask this question, why, stop lying. We all know the answer. Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman studio. On this day in December 2012, just thinking about the reality of the nation that I live in, the people that are my neighbors, whether they be white, black, Asian, Latina, whatever. totally, totally depraved, without God, without understanding, needing a Savior, which is Christ Jesus, my Lord. You can reject it, then you deal with your grief in your own way. Because let me end with this. If it were me and I would fall out at my grandson or granddaughter's school because I would never see them again, I told Terrence, I said, just keep my gun locked up because I probably fall into a little depravity of my own and want some revenge for taking my dopamine away from me, my happiness, which was my child, which was my future. You see, it's all about me, not about the Creator that gave me my child. Did I thank God for him the day before he went to school or she departed on the school bus? Did I know when I dropped him off that this would be the last day that I'd see them alive? Or did I threaten them with brutality? May God grant a peaceful resting consciousness on those young babies and those adults that had their lives taken from them with the knowledge of a God that has been screaming in the corridors of time for years saying, know me. Know me. Whatever you do, stay in the Word.